So I've been watching these negative reactions and seeing what I can learn. And one thing is to notice how such a strong mental reaction makes the body feel like it loses its energy.
Mm.
As if suddenly, I can't, I'm too tired to do something.
Yeah.
And that can disappear again if I can change the mental reaction and the energy can come back.
Tu a say reaction ni blau pian tan le so tu mi ya le se ka blau yong le so in khana ko rao pe ma mi raw ma lou nai de lo ba khan sa ya da mae di sait ko piao nai sait khana ko a pian kaung ga de lo ba pian phit de le
sait chong phit de yau shi de li.
Yeah, he says because the mind does affect the body.
And I've had some mini breakthroughs in seeing, trying something different and seeing, asking, am I resisting this? Am I identifying with this? Which is really helpful. And then to see... And to see if I can... loosen or relax the mental discomfort. And now I realise just I've been mixing up the don't want with this sense of I, so I don't want, and I don't want this thing. So I'm mixing up the don't want with the thing and the I, and they're three separate things.
Yeah.
But they're so...
jammed together.
Yeah.
Diha, Malochin, to get on Tatasi. Nah, Tatat. Pisia Tatat. Lochinata, Malochinata, the damn it. Sicka Dario, poo to Ebro. To Diha, quite the loyai. As in Tuboma, Ramo Mumashi, damn it. Oh, Toro. Miai, not that I am mine. Toro.
And realizing a little bit more clearly just how much I have motivated myself in everything. With defilements, with I want to feel good about myself, I want to get understanding, I want to. I want to feel better, I don't want to feel like this.
Yeah, we want to be all good. Nothing bad.
Nothing bad. Nothing feels bad.
Is it in
that yeah, he said, but that's not fair. Yeah, the Dhamma is everything, he says. We need to understand that all the good is Dhamma and all the bad is Dhamma too.
Nature, but
because they're all nature. Yeah, if we only want the good Dhamma and not the bad Dhamma, it's impossible.
But none of it deserves a negative mental reaction.
Dhamma beha kama o makaung tu po ma thap ro makaung na sait ne tou pyan ma thai pu bo re a lo la re
o di loka Dhamma so experience yo la.
Negative reaction or lama bo.
Lama bo.
We will have negative reactions. He says we can't help it. Yeah. When there is not enough understanding, he says when there's not right attitude, then we will have a negative reaction. What can we do? We just know that.
So just it's knowing it, not trying to stop those negative mental reactions.
Yeah. Erodi hao tibo, like tabo maho.
Absolutely.
To know it, to understand it, not to try and prevent it.
Understand pshilayin jana alo.
Yeah. Understanding is key, because once it is understood, then everything falls into place.
Okay. Yeah. I think what I need to change is that I have motivated my practice, particularly in a monastic setting where some of the rewards, old rewards, are taken away. I've been driving myself.
What rewards are taken away? What do you mean?
I'm not as likely to say, oh, I'm going to do this difficult thing and then have a cup of tea afterwards. Or some of the sense pleasures that I might reward myself with, or some of the distractions
are
not there. So it feels like I've been, also I've been pushing myself to do some of what I don't want and not do some of what I do want. An idea of renunciation.
Ai, tua balone le so tua tu ko tu yan to ni ro tua upama lotin na ro lotte. Damme o karai so de khar le ko 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 boba ma lu ria ko 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 ne ne a sa chwe de so ba so ho chin na aun lo ho da le lot pi nga khana na me so ba so. Damme tua tu ko tu a lo ho sait ko china aun takhat le ma lout pe u tu wa ho upama a thu wa mae so yin ayan twun ne naw bro takhat le tu nen nen ho tat ta jin ne so yin ko 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 pe ma lout phu ho chai te ha ri ko pe ma lout phu ma chai te ha ri ko a tin lout phu chu sa raw sait te ya chat la
conflict shi de conflict shi tu a tin
a tin na nek ma lout ne de lo tin na da mae
a tin a tin a ma pye ba a tin ma pye lo yin
that becomes forcing so then it doesn't work. Yeah, it's like going against nature. That's how it feels. And I felt like the practice has become unhappy. He says, yeah, it requires wisdom. So we need to wait for that wisdom to come, and then it will know how to balance what needs and what does not need to be done. Because we can't get things just because we work at it.
That's what
If we could get it just because we're working hard, then everybody would be doing really well, fine.
He said this
doctor said when we walk, he says we all want to go forward, but what if our heels were turning back, were facing forward? And where would we be going?
He said
if our heels are facing forward, then we just walk backwards.
So
he says, we never get as much as we want, yeah, as much as we want to achieve, but there are two things that will bring us forward, and these two, and it depends on these two, is how much we do and how skillful we are, and that's how much we can move forward. But nothing more than our skillfulness and our effort. Yeah, so it's not like a lottery. We can't pay a little money and get a huge windfall. Yeah, 1-2 weeks and enlightenment. It's not possible.
So I guess what I've got to figure out now is, instead of trying to get rid of aversion and greed and delusion by pushing or stopping something, how do I do this gently? How do I do this naturally?
Di lobari dodari mohari u matum bene ko koko ko atim phi bro tu
ro phe bo chu sa re mi tu lo am le mi tu wi tu phya lo lo
He says, so it's a learning process. Become mindful of these extremes. And when understanding arises, it slowly edges us towards the middle way. So suppressing and expressing are the two extremes. But we do that. You seem to be more on the side of suppressing, he says. But then we watch what the mind does, learn whether it's beneficial or not, and adjust.
Okay.
คนเราบอกว่าอาชีพใดมีเนี่ยอาชีพใดมีมันตัวตัวเลยละล้ำพอละ
Yeah when we see
ก้าวเนี่ยลุ่มยิงเลยส่งตัวไปมาก้าวลุ่มยิงเลยส่งตัวไปมาไหนมีมั้งทุกอาชีพใดมีนะเลย
When we see things as they are that's when we're on the middle way if we think it's good we're on one extreme if we think it's bad it's the other extreme so we have to see things as they are so that we see things as they belong where they lie you know yeah
อุปมากิเลสตาตะคูผิดล่ะโลภะผิดล่ะกูอ่ะตู้ไล่ลุบไปมาล่ะผิดฉะมา
Yeah
เออมิเตอร์เวย์อ่ะบาลุเนี่ยสู้ตู
้
กูเนี่ยไม่สั่นอูตะบาวะเตียตะคูสู้นอกสุบไปแล้วฉิยงแม้ฉิเนี่ยล่ะเออเลละละมั้ยตัวไล่ลุบไม่ลุบไปอูตู้อ่ะตู้ตู้ตะบาวะชื่อแล้วตู้ผิดล่ะมั้ยปี่ตู้ตะเปี่ยวตัว
So if it, for example a defilement arises in the mind he says you neither try to stop the defilement nor do you encourage the defilement Okay, so what you do is you're aware of it. The defilement, as much power as it has, will express itself.
Right
And view. That you cannot prevent.
But not so cheating.
But you can
right
have right view.
Right view, tell like that.
Right view, remember the defilement is not you. Take a step back and keep an eye on it constantly to learn. Figure out its job description, said somebody. Mm. yeah.
Thank you very yeah. much.
defilement handle လုပ်တဲ့နေရာမှာအဲ့တူကဟို defilement ကိုတရားသူတို့သဘောထားပြီး attack လုပ်နေတာ
Yeah when we watch the defilements often he says we have this stance like the defilement is an enemy and we want to fight it but that's a losing battle or lost battle
တူပူချိုက်တယ်တူအဲ့နေရာပူချိုက်တယ
် the defilements like that because the fighting is a defilement
Do I the will?
So he's actually yeah. He likes that way because he's got his enemy in your rank, in your camp.
So
he's got his spy.
Defilement,
yeah. So it's trying to use dosa to fight dosa. You just get dosa square.
Chao da, tu easy chao chao. Defilement, lan song tu tu song nam bi tu chao.
Yeah. What the defilements don't like is when you just look at it calmly. It's like staring at a child. And they feel very uncomfortable. Yeah, if you look at it, you try to understand it, you're interested in it, you're fine with it, then, yeah, it's uncomfortable. It's like, what are you doing there?
okay. So, yeah, my practice now has been quite interesting. I have been mostly observing the loba in its... various forms and allowing really it to happen and express itself as it does. So my kind of follow-up question is, how does liking something with greed turns into an attachment? And what is attachment actually?
The cool loba ne chai ta ne swae de thi phit twa ra ne ba kwa le belo.
Ha kwa ra intensity ya kwa ra.
It's the intensity of the greed. Attachment is very strong greed where it's like can't let go.
Upama kwa pan pan mun tupin lan bi ma min lai pan mun tupin chi lai ha la le. Bibi sat twa yo ma.
Yeah.
Tiao ga ha la te twa mu.
Yeah.
Yu wa ma tu la.
He says it's like the difference between somebody seeing a flower on the road and saying oh that's pretty and walking on appreciating so there's some greed but that's it. Not that much attack. Other people look at it, it's like, oh, it's so pretty. They can't leave it. And after all, they pluck it and they want to keep it, you know, and that sort of thing. Yeah, they want to take it back and beautify some more. Yeah, they can't get enough of trying to follow this greed, yeah.
And is it this...
Loba ga ayo nyide tabo shi ya ni. Ayo to accounting ni swae de. Swae de sura, blau pin pin swae ma le.
Yeah.
Amien na nyin jin ni lao swae ma la.
Yeah.
Amien na... Goodness, to need it,
yeah.
Chai only chai da la, ma tu wa.
So the greed, he says, greed always like it entwines itself around the object. He says, how much entwining, right? Is it going to be like wrapping itself around it, and it's like okay, I like it, and let it go, and go on to the next thing, or is it entwining itself around this object? And it's like I can't let it go. I need to have it beside me all the time. I want to look at it all the time. You know, how strong is this entwining? How
ma ya da lu ku sa lai sa taw chai de ba chi ya da lu ku sa lai de chai de ha kaung ne de law be da mae naw ti yak ja lo to kaung ne da mae ni nei sa chin fit twa
ko Ko
khana khana sa jin ne.
Ka ma sa jin ne ma ka na lo ma sa jin na cha
lo. Tu tu we lo ma ne do na we.
He said it's like food. You know, we like some.
Kaung me thin ne ha ba sa. De kan me lu le chi. Kaung ne thin ne ha ba sa. Ma kaung thin ne ha do lo ma sa a mya.
He said when we like food, when we like food and we eat, and he says, like, some people, like, they like food. They're like, yeah, they like it. But that's it. They like it there, and that's about it. Some people, they like food so much, they want to eat that food all the time. They look for it. Some people have such strong grasping for eating what they like that they won't eat what they don't like. You know? Mm-hmm. And he says, so how strong is your attachment to what you like? You know, you, yeah.
Kayong mo, ko a, akong sa ko ne, nyan sa ko.
He says it's like, it's super glue versus, you know, post-it note glue. You know, yeah. How sticky is it? Yeah.
Yeah,
that's how. Is it a post-it note or is it super glue?
I guess with food is easier, but I guess for me the weakest part definitely or the most strongest attachments come with the relationships.
Tua luo swezo o sara alauji mo luo swera.
Maybe not so strong with
object in it. Object.
If you remember that these are objects.
Di lu di ayon di lu di chene di awesa aibo amyo pisi lo lu lo aibo ma le swera.
Yeah. He says
the same.
The way the mind attaches is the same. You know, whether it's two objects, this, that, or the other. It just chooses what it prefers, right? Whether it's clothes or places, things. Another way you can, especially when there's attachment, one way you can explore that attachment to sort of deconstruct it is to actually look at what exactly you like. We have this idea, say we like somebody, we think we like the person as a whole, but what exactly is it? Do you like the eyes, the hair? Do you like the way they behave, the way they smile? What is the way they
mental
move?
Quality,
is it something what? You like, some idea you have about this person, that they are kind or they give you something that you can't get from someone? What is it that the mind particularly is entwining around? It's not just this whole person. Yeah, delusion is so strong that the initial entwining is one particular thing. That's what the mind moves towards. And then once it's firmly entrapped, it likes the whole thing. It spreads its, you know, its view, and it's like, oh, this whole thing is fantastic. But its particular, like, hook is just one or two things. But then
It sort of ensnares the whole thing.
In food, it's easy to see. Like when you eat something, he says you can actually notice what particularly you like. Right, yeah. Is it because it's crispy? Is it the texture, the taste? It's not always taste that people like. He said sometimes it's even an idea. Some people think, say, potato chips are good. Then even if there's a bad potato chip, they still like it because they like the idea of potato chip. You know, so what exactly is the mind caught on? And you can find that out.
Yeah.
So while you're eating, you can see what it is that the mind is trying, which experience the mind is trying to re-experience over and over again. That's the thing that it's attaching to.
Now, follow up to this relationship question. I guess most of my relationships are based on attachments, but... Would wisdom also
attach,
not attach, but kind of engage into a relationship?
Nyane o ဆက်ဆံရေးဖြစ်မလားလ
ို့အာတိတ်ဖြစ်တာပေါ့
Of course
နည်းနည်းဆက်ဆံတိတ်ဖြစ်တာပေါ့
Of course
ညာဘူရောင်ဖြစ်တယ်ဝါဒီကိတ္တရာဆက်ဆံလို့ဖြစ်တယ်ညာဘူရောင်ဖြစ်တယ
် Or
ဘသူကပြောဝိညာနဲ့ဆက်ဆံရေးလုံးမလားပေါ့ဝိမလားပေါ့
ဘလို့ဆက်ဆံရေးပေါ့
तू က तू तू relationship ရှိတိုင်း तू က attachment နဲ့ညာနဲ့ဖြစ်နိုင်လ
ားအာဖြစ်နိုင်မှာပေါ့
Of course he said
ကိတ္တရာတော့ဖြစ်နိုင်နေပေါ့ညာမဖြစ်နိုင
် He says if if defilements can do something why can't wisdom do it Wisdom should be better at everything
အမတခုရှိတယ်ဟိုဟာဟာလင်မယားနေအဖိုးကြီးအဖွားကြီးငါ Facebook မှာတွေ့တယ်အဲ့အရေးရန်တဘောကြ
He saw the story of an old couple
ကိုကိုလေးတခုကသူဆာဖက်တယ
်ကိုအဖိုးနေရ
တော့ဘလောက်ဘာလို့တော့ကြာကြာနေနိုင်တာလဲဒီလောက်လူတယောက်ဒီနှစ်ပေါင်း၄-၅၆ဆယ်အတူတူဘာလို့နေနိုင်လဲဆိုတော့အဖွားကြီးကပြောလဲဆိုတော့ तू ကပြက်တိုင်းပြက်တိုင်းပြင်နေဆိုတော့ပြင်နေပါတော့ပြက်တိုင်းပြက်တိုင်းပြင်နေ relationship ပြက်သွားတိုင်းသူကပြင်နေ तू ညံနေ तू ကဆက်ဆံတာလေ तू ကနေလောက်တော့မဟုတ်ဘူး
Yeah So it was about an old couple and it was a quote on Facebook and there was a question to them, how have you lasted for like 50, 60 years, your relationship? And one of them replied, it's because every time the communication or the relation breaks down, we make adjustments. And he says that adjustment is not with passion or with, you know, defilement, not that kind of, but with... wisdom
poin poin log a de pya la tan ga poin chin chin sat san na nyan ne ba sat san ni ja lu lu tet chaman ne sat san lo
ba le nu
poin ni chin chin tet sat san ne niya ma ta ga group de ma
oh a myan a myan yeah he says
nyan ne sat san kai na tet chaman ne blue ma ma sat san
in the buddha's time you know many monks would live in a monastery together and everybody has to relate to each other and the buddha encouraged them to relate using their wisdom not using their defilements yeah
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, he says if wisdom is present in relationship, he says it's even better. With attachment, you get a lot of trouble. And that person is attached and you are attached. Ooh, trouble. Double trouble.
Attachment she angry la lo ma anxiety la lo ma worry la lo ma
when there's attachment then comes anger anxiety worry fear doubt all this comes in
alors yan shi bi so yin khona byo loving kindness karuna metta upeka ka to da ba wa lain phit la la
but when there's wisdom then there can be loving kindness compassion sympathetic joy and equanimity when it's necessary.
Thank you. I've felt quite content with the way practice is unfolding. And
yang yang ye ye shi.
Hmm?
Atomo yang yang ye ye shi.
Yes, this is a very important contentment. Yeah. Agree. That's yeah. good. Very important. Enlightenment, yeah, that term, chat the chat part.
Yes, one of the factors of enlightenment is contentment.
Mm. Oh. Yeah. And something Sayadaw said really clicked for me, which is when there are no expectations, the mind is free.
Supporting.
Which, yeah, that's, yeah, I can sort of feel how that is true.
Mm.
And one of the expectations I have to let go of is the expectation for continuous awareness.
Mm.
Because that, as I've said before, feels
same
like
expectation
a pressure.
Machine. Lulla te, tu aero tu the dita re tu ye expectation yo. The ku abale so the di sasa me 100% go. Lut shabu, yes.
Yeah. And just allow interest.
Tu sabu bjo ra tu swae khain mo.
Yeah, he says the movement towards making it continuous the effort is what we need it's not the getting to 100% which is doesn't happen yeah so what we need is the effort but we don't have to want to get there
yeah
we
yeah,
need
yeah.
to do it yeah
sure yeah and something I've been able to see more clearly through feeling
at the car yogi dia mummy talade wow talade
ho
เสียรอดตําเมนเลยเตียพันลุลงเตียย่ามาเลยเสียรอดตะดิสัสสั่นย่ามาลูกเปล่าไล่ปีเยอะๆเม็ดหน่อยเม้พี่รอฉ่าดอล่ะเว้ยสัสสั่นผู้จูซ่าเม็ดหน่อยเย้เนี่ยตู้จีหน้าว่าโอ้อะตะดิเปียเออนับรออุเซียตู้อศีเปียเสียรอดตะดิสัสสั่นย่ามาลูกไม่เปล่าป่าวตะดิตะดิสัสสั่นรู้สิเนี่ยเตียตู้ตัดเมนลูกเปล่าสัสสั่นรู้สิเตียตะตะสัสสั่นมาตู้ตัดเมนเอ้าเปล่าไล่ตู้ตู้ตัดฉินเนาะ
There was a yogi who asked his teacher, how can I improve my practice? And he said, make mindfulness continuous. And then she started practicing like crazy. You know, she was so tense, looked like thunder in the meditation hall. And so he called her aside and said, what are you doing? You know, after a few days. And she said, Siado Ji said to me that if I make my mindfulness continuous, my practice will increase. And he said, Siado Ji didn't say you have to have it. He just said that when mindfulness is continuous, but he says your efforts should only be to try to make mindfulness continuous, not to have it. You know, not to strive for it. But
motivation, man. Yeah.
So her motivation is very much for the end rather than the means, which is just the work in the present moment, yeah.
So,
yeah.
He could see it on her face.
He
could see the greed. She was red. And tense.
Yeah, so it's something I can see more clearly when there is more contentment and less lobha. Is
contentment and more do I atom mood the time to push it? Rasaku, I mean, and content load, contentment share.
Yeah.
Atom doubt or contentment on Malone.
Yeah. He says,
Atom doubt, contentment, John Yelay, Dog Malodo.
Hmm.
Atom doubt, Atom nine the load of Atom, eh?
Yeah.
I mean, Rasaku, young
yam. Yeah. He says, there's always these little subtle differences between the object and the awareness. He says, the objects are just results, right? He says, we have to be content with the results. But we can never be content with making the effort to be aware, because we always have to be aware. If we become content, we think that we've done enough because of the result, then we will stop trying to be mindful. He says, then the mind just becomes lazy. So we can never be sort of like content. It's never, we always have to make the effort to be mindful, but we have to be content with the results, which is the objects.
I got laziness and contentment.
Yes, laziness and contentment are
contentment and wholesome mind. Laziness and unwholesome
are near enemies. Mm. Yeah, mm. One is wholesome, one is unwholesome. Mm. They can pretend. Where's
that deeper mind? Na kushi de.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Yeah, no, I'm just thinking about that. That's the difference between laziness and contentment.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably obvious. I'm just trying to think how to tell the difference when there is contentment.
A wholesome mind feels wholesome, an unwholesome mind feels unwholesome. You know? Yeah. One will make one gives clarity, simplicity, freshness. The other makes the mind feel dull, unwilling, you know, hesitant, doubt, all this.
With
contentment, the mind does works as much as it can, and it's okay with how it is because it knows this is
okay.
Yeah, contentment makes you feel okay. Yeah. Laziness doesn't make you feel okay.
Okay. I think that's enough.
So
a couple of days ago I was having lots of ideas and defilements about how the practice should go, and that has now diminished. So, yeah, there was... I was reading some of the basic...
Why did it go down?
...teachings. Well, I was reading some, and then I guess I just understood that it's not the purpose of the practice to try to reach some mental state or something like this.
So once the mind understands, then it can relax, it can let go a little bit.
Yeah. Then in the practice, there has been like relatively quiet moments a lot when I'm sitting, but then there are defilements coming, especially when I see people doing something.
Judgment.
But then, yeah, judgment is quite typical. But then earlier I used to have like double the defilement. First I saw the defilement come, and then there was the first defilement coming, and when I noticed that there would be another defilement coming because of the first one, and I think now the second one is kind of diminished.
Okay.
So I don't react that much to the defilement, and then I can more watch it just happen or fade away.
Once there's right view, then we're able to watch the defilements as they are. We should always consider the defilements to be stepping stones, not something that's blocking, not obstructing our way, but assisting us. It's the stepping stones, yeah? So we have to use them to get to our destination. If we see it as negative, you know, they're the stepping stones in the river, and instead of stepping on it, we don't want to get there, so we can't get on our way. We can't cross the stream. The first step in understanding is not to get rid of the defilements. The first step in understanding is to understand the defilements for what they are, for their nature, you know. That's the first step.
Yeah. Then there is kind of, apart from the gross defilements, then there are some thoughts coming to the mind, but they, unless they are very obvious, then they are kind of still quite hard to see. Then sometimes I go with a thought, or then if I realize there's a thought coming, then usually the realizing is kind of maybe starting another thought which might be more subtle, which is not clear to me, but it's kind of evaporating the original one then.
So this
is mainly when I'm sitting, this kind of practice. I haven't been doing much walking. I have a little bit of pain in my legs. So. But then I noticed when I was doing my yogi job this morning, I wasn't very aware at that time. So in a way, maybe it feels like when doing something more concrete, then the awareness is not very strong.
What's your yogi job?
I was cleaning the toilets and in the showers.
I mang up yo jin tadi thalo ya ma kaung na ma
ma kaung
ba lo le
tu wa ma kaung tu wa di to lo thai na mya ni ro tu wa yogi job lo tu ai chain ma tadi ya a lo ma kaung phin ne
oh
ai yong wa sik ka
mo wu wa
lout de the yao wa
ai ma ai pyo jin na ai a lout de ke lout de a chain ma tadi tha la li tu wa lout ni da o de ke da ba wa cha cha lout ni ya
ya
ที่ตะดี้ฮะแหละเบี้ยฮะตัดไหนเราท้าเนี่ยชื่ออ๋อจูซาเนี่ยกูก็เอาลุบตาตัดช่อลงไม่อ่ะยะตะบาวะจ่าเอ้าตะบาวะจ่าเลยขอเลยยะลุบเนี่ยแหละตะบาวะจ่ามั้ยชื่อนี่ล่ะไอ้อ่ะเบี้ยฮะเลยตัดๆเพ็ดเนี่ยอืมเอ้าดูตะบาวะไอ้ลุบลงมาเว้ยยะไอ้อ่ะแท้อ่ะมั้ยเนาะไอ้เฉยมาแท้อ่ะไอ้มาอลุบลงมาเว้ยยะอ่ะไอ้อลุบลงได้เฉยมาอ้าทุบตาดีนี่ทาไปแต่จ้องลุยอ่ะอลุบลงไม่มีว่ะยะโห
to daily work, you know, like cleaning toilets. He says, and it's a very good practice because when we do things we need to do on a daily basis, we can't actually change the way we do it. We can't clean a toilet slowly or be calm. You know, we got to do it with the energy it requires. Right? It's very natural. He says, and because it's very natural, it's actually the best place to practice. And the way you have to do it, he says, is actually very consciously inject mindfulness. Very actively put it in. Know that you are aware of yourself and be doing it. He says, and that's a very good practice for actually becoming mindful in all our daily lives. He says, swimming, for example, is a good example because we can't, if we stop moving, we will sink. It's got to be natural. We have to swim with the required speed and power. But we can know all of that, right? Yeah. He says, you know, champion swimmers and all that, he says, they are very aware because they are aware of how every stroke, like how the subtle change of the stroke can speed up their moves or not. He says, so they're very, very aware. But he said, if they just change it to right view, wow, that would be interesting. Yeah, because their awareness is already very good. Yeah, so it's very natural movements. It's very practiced movements. Yep, but awareness has to be there to control. Yeah.
So
his understanding is for vipassana practice, the objects must be natural. The body and mind are doing what they usually do. It's just the injection of this extra, this mindfulness to know, to recognize what's happening as it is. Yeah, if we want to understand nature, then nature must flow naturally. The experience must
happen.
Yeah. He says that's why most yogis understand anatta when they're watching their minds, because usually we can't control the mind. And that's when it's most clear. Yeah. The mind just does its own thing. It has its own momentum. We can only know it.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if there's much more to say. Maybe when I was doing the yogi job, it felt like I was not like somewhere else. I was still doing the job, but there was just some element of knowing what I'm doing was missing there.
Yeah, tu at area low ni re chi ma tu se ka tacha ha ya tacha ni ya yau ni lo be re te di ma ti na mo.
Yeah. Okay, that's it. Thank you.
Yes. Who talking?
I was very sleepy. Slept really long last night.
It
resembled the situation when working really hard for a few weeks and very enthusiastically. Mm. And then the deadline is reached. There's nothing to do. I suddenly become very sleepy and sleep much.
Joseph Panza lo care broma. Pila Pidwal bibi so bro lu wa da ne engai wa a lo myo paw sa ma ne ya phit de de ma ne nya
but I don't see any reason why it would happen now
da ma di ma ba da ma ba a lo ma shi ba belo lo phit da le ai da a lo tin tin chai chai ji de
so is there a common reason
chi la de a chang
ai da won la byo de lo tsing ngai ai da
He says, when the mind is calm, it will sleep. When the mind is quiet, it will sleep.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, he says, if the mind is agitated, you won't sleep. When the mind is working, busy. So how long did you sleep, he said?
I went to bed 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
And woke up?
I woke up at 7.
Wow.
7, not the Tamanello.
Yeah, I wrote to 8. Send a night, set down night, send a night, send a night to 8.
The Yimamano?
The Yimano, you didn't wake up in between?
3 times.
3 times. Don't you know?
You must be.
And were you sleeping like because it was like you were tired, or was it like, oh, I want to sleep some more, like greed to sleep? What was it?
Because of feeling tired.
Yeah, so when we try to sleep again and we want to sleep, yeah, then we'll just keep sleeping. But if you're tired, it's okay. The other days, did you sleep like normal hours?
Yeah, regularly, like 8 hours.
And did you feel this tired the other days?
No, never.
Dilo ma pe man bu re. Ma ni ya ba lu a lu pe man na ma ti.
Khana go pa pya na bo.
Sometimes the body is like that. Maybe, yeah. Fighting an infection. Who knows? Yes.
I'm
about
to. Shashi taka a lu ba ai pu ra. Ni le 2 nai 8 da. Now ni ma ne a la daw da bi do. Exhaustion, maybe. Who knows why?
I'm about to leave in a few hours after lunch. But I feel a little bit reluctant to go because it's getting interesting.
Why do you not want to leave? He says, this place is not important.
Sorry?
Why do you not want to leave? He says, because this place is not important.
Actually, I just want
to. What is it that the mind wants?
It just gets these insights which I have got here to strengthen enough to be able to use them in the daily life outside.
You want that?
Yeah.
Tu wa di ma ya re nya ni o ei ma tong lo ya lao de a thi a kao ang phit se jin lo. That's it.
Ya wa da lo ku jwe lo mya o ei ma set bi lo ma ya ma.
But you can't choose to have more insights here. You may or may not have, but if you continue at home, they might continue to strengthen. And it's better at home. It's more real at home. It's true, we have to try and build momentum. Retreat gives us the opportunity to build momentum, at least, so that we can have some power to sort of chug into life.
He says
that, yeah, when we are not skillful, he said, we come into retreat, we gain some momentum, you know, wisdom starts gaining and then the defilements are getting less. We go back home and the defilements start gaining and the wisdom is getting less. And then we go back into retreat so that we can gain some more wisdom and the defilements are getting less. And we go home and again the defilements... I said, how do you then get to a point that you're at home and the wisdom is gaining? He said, you have to become skillful. He says...
Civil war, I mean...
The country is in civil war. He says, neither side has won yet. The country has civil war.
Yeah.
You know, the defilements versus the wisdom. And he says, neither side has won yet. Yeah, no, neither side is winning. You know, one side a little bit, one side. So when you become skillful, he said, then in daily life, the wisdom can start gaining. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, and just really grateful for all this advice given by Sayadaw.
Yeah, he says you have enough information, wisdom, you can use it in daily life.
And mainly I think that this has meant a certain kind of turning point in my spiritual life. It has been very important to me to notice that the purpose of our practice is just to understand, not to have nice feelings.
Yes. That's
right.
Yeah,
When
yogis come and the purpose of meditating is to have more peace or to have happiness, he says, he's alarmed because he says the only happiness that we understand is sensory happiness, is feeling happy. But he says there's many kinds of happiness. There's the sensory happiness, kama in the kama sensory chanda. World, right? And then there is jhana happiness. Then there's jnana happiness. Jnana is insight.
Understood. Happiness because of understanding.
Yeah, because of insight. And this is mundane insight, yeah? Not super mundane yet. And then there is path insight happiness, and then there's fruition insight happiness. So that's palanyana, maganyana and palanyana. So that's super mundane. That means that person is going into enlightenment already, at least state. We won't talk about that. But he says for ordinary people, most of us, we only know sensory happiness. Jhana happiness is even far from most of us. Like
90%.
Yeah, we don't even understand what that feels like. And jnana happiness, understand the happiness that comes from insight. You know, how much the mind is relieved from defilements when there's insight. That's another step away still. So when we think of practice as being for happiness, he says, immediately greed is there because greed feeds sensory pleasure, right? So then the path is greed, yeah.
So,
which is why then in the practice, the mind wants to only experience pleasurable and good states, and it doesn't want to meet with or face unpleasant or difficult situations. Yeah.
Now I know that.
Yeah, but he says, you know, the difficult experiences, the uncomfortable, the not ideal, those are our teachers. They really teach the mind to grow if we know how to use.
And still I would like to express my gratitude to having a mudet here.
No.
Excellent, skillful translations, and also I think this profound knowledge of Dhamma, because she has had some discussion with Sayadaw, as I've seen, when translating. So, thank you very much. And then I would like to express my gratitude of having a part of this Sangha here. And my special thanks to my Finnish fellow yogis and their willingness to share their insights here. So it has been very supportive. Thank you.
Okay, well, I have a question also about daily life. And that is, one thing that happens a lot in my daily life is procrastination. Putting things off, always. Sometimes for months, sometimes years.
Procrastination lo kore English.
Nau ma lo le. Nau cha ma be lo.
Nau ma khana ni o aku ma lo te.
Khana
ni ma lo le. Shui la.
Shui la.
Yeah.
And that's also sort of accompanied by an overactive mind.
Sei ka le.
Thinking a lot around every single.
Sin za ra mya long wa ji.
Angle everything.
Sin za ne chain go ne.
So time is a wasting while thinking.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah,
how dare. How dare.
Yeah, he says when the wisdom is weak, the mind is like that. It can't decide and get the energy and do it.
Yeah, Wisdom
is very decisive, he says. It's like wisdom knows this is immediate, this is urgent, this is later, you know, that sort of thing.
So it becomes almost an immediate reaction, something when, that you know. You
when
know.
There is wisdom. Yeah, that'll be all right. He'll tell you a story.
So he was
working at home at his shop.
ยอมบ่มีสิတော့ตั้วเวอ่ะเวတော့ก้าบ่มางาบ่รู้เวแม้บ่ตุ้ยบ่ทะชินลงเส้นซ่าตุ้ยแล้วตุ้ยတော့กูทินเนี่ยหาเลยเปียงเปลี่ยนผิดสีกั่วแท้ยောက်ตั้วได้ขาจ้ะတော့กูทินเนี่ยปิสิอ่ะอะหมายผิดนะอ้าหมอบ่ตุ้ยกูมั้นท่าตาเนี่ยเปียงเปลี่ยนผิดเนี่ยตั้วเส้นซ่าละเปลี่ยนซ่าอ่ะยะเปลี่ยนสัจจะเปลี่ยนลงอ่ะเลยอืมนอกจากไปมั้นเนี่ยอืมกูมาซู้เย็นเนี่ยไม่ยามาหย่าหย่าสึกดิเซชั่นอ่ะ င်လာနဲ့ကွာလိုချင်နေတော့အတင်းဝယ်ထင်ဝယ်ထည့်လိုက်တော့ဈေးပူများွာအဲ့မျိုးတွေဖြစ်တယ်အဲ့တော့ဘာလို့လဲဆိုတော့နောက်တစ်ခါကျတော့ခုအေးစစ်နေလိုက်တယ
်
ခုရောက်မှကြည့်မှာကားပေါ်မှာရှင်းမြင်ပြီးအေးစစ်သူကဒရီတမလေးပြောင်းနေပြီးတော့ဟိုလဲကြောက်တော့မြင်နေမြင်အောင်စိတ်ကညံ့ရနေတချင်းဘာလို့အမသူပြောပြီမစင်းစားအောင်စဉ်းစားနေရမလို့စဉ်းစားထားတာမှတုံးလို့မရဘူ
း။ Yeah.
တော်သူရှင်းနေလို့ရှိရင်ညာထွက်လာလို့ရှိရင်ညာစက်ချင်းသူဆုံးပြတယ်ဒါလို
့။ဦးစီအဲ့လိုဟိုညာညာအဲ့လိုသဘောမပေါက်ခင်ဒီလိုစဉ်းစားစဉ်းစားပြီးတော့သွားတာဘယ်နှခါဖြစ်လဲ
။အများကြီးဖြစ်တယ်။ကြုံမှာပေါ့။
Yeah.
အများကြီးတင်ငန်းသာယူရတော့
Yeah. So so running his business one of the things they have to do is buy goods for their shop, right? Like whatever they're selling, they have to go and buy it at a wholesaler or a manufacturer. And he says he used to, when he was on the way to the manufacturer or the wholesale goods place, he said all the way he would be planning, you know, strategizing what should he buy, how much should he buy, and, you know, planning, because they also have limited shop space. So, you know, planning what is the right thing to do, how much, et cetera, et cetera. And then he says, over and over, he would see how he would get there, and it would be nothing like he imagined. you know, he thinks that maybe he should get this much, but he goes there and it's like maybe there's nothing of what he thought he should buy, or a lot of what he thought he should buy. And then actually the strategy changes because the price of goods changes according to how much supply there is.
Oh, wasted time.
So he began to realize that it was just a waste of time having all that anxiety and planning ahead when it was useless, because when he got there, then he would make the wrong decision because half of it was made based on other assumptions before he knew what was reality. And then it would make him make the wrong decisions because the momentum is there. So then he began to re-strategize. So he decided he's not going to think ahead. So he would, all the way on the journey, he would just maintain his mindfulness and he'd keep his mind calm, wouldn't think about, and he would just, you know, be mindful of whatever, you know, his breath or... Yeah, he said he would just be peaceful. And he said it was amazing. He would get there, and when he became really peaceful, he would get there, he would see the things, and he said it was like wisdom would tell him right away, this is what he needs, how much, and it would be right every time. But it took a long time. But the mindfulness doesn't go to waste, because every time he went, he said he learned. He learned what was going wrong, and then the adjustments got made.
And I mean, because I think linked with that is also,
mm-hmm.
You know, when obviously your mind comes up with excuses why you don't do things.
Mm.
And probably the excuse is actually masking some fear which is in there, which actually is stopping you from acting. So my question is also, if you, when you do have that sort of moments of insight, when you see,
mm-hmm.
You see the fear.
You feel the what?
You see
fear.
The
okay.
fear. I mean, you see, you confront it, because sometimes you can see that all the other conditions are right. You know, your mind is telling you right, but something's stopping you.
Mm.
Mm.
In that moment, should you actually just act as a way to making the fear smaller?
He said, it depends on how strong the fear is, you know? And he says, like, when he was depressed, he said there was so much fear. He said he would pick up something to try and decide. He said his hand would be trembling. He couldn't make himself make the decision because there was so much fear. He couldn't decide whether to buy that thing or not for his shop. You know, he just couldn't. There was no confidence. He couldn't even think about whether he had more of it in the shop or not enough of it in the shop. You know, he just, the mind was just, He says, so the thing to do is to deal with the fear directly. So look at the feeling, you know, until it subsides, and see what the mind decides when there's not the feeling of fear governing the actions. He says, when fear is around and we force ourselves, he says, it's just like striking out, you know, in fear. He says, so you have to practice, he says, every time you see the fear, actually paying full attention to it, giving it time to see whether it will subside before.
Yeah.
Yeah. For him, the strategy was always, if he had an outside problem to deal with and his mind was having a problem with it, his strategy is always to ignore the outside problem and deal with his inside problem before he tried to deal with the outside problem. Yeah.
I suppose sometimes in life you are at a point where you have to make a decision.
Yeah.
You cannot sort of ก็มาอยู่ไล่มาอยู่ไล่เนาจ่าเนี่ยก็เศร้ามันขนาดนี้มันมันไหนนี่สิอ่ะเราชอบไปไล่ไม่รู้มาอยู่ดีนอกเดียวอยู่อ่ะก็ไม่อยากหรอก
He said then you just have to learn you know you have to go with the decision and then you have to accept the consequences and learn from itIf it was positive, learn that. If it was not positive, learn that. Two chances,
the kind of learn, the kind of learn.
Yeah, he says there are times when there are no two chances. There are no second chances. He says like there would be goods that would come from China that would only come once. And he says, and you know, with time they began to realize that you know some goods are just like that. They come, it's like just one run of it, and then you don't get the same thing again. You either decide to buy it or not. And sometimes he says his mind was unable to decide to buy it. He just couldn't.Bring himself there. There wasn't enough confidence to say, "Okay, I'll take a risk and try out this new product." So he would let it go, and then he would find that he made a mistake. But he just have to accept and move on.
No, not the good sound.
Wait for the next run, next new thing that comes out. You
know, take a risk.
Yeah, he says you can't even make an order because there's not even anything left in China. You know, it's like, yeah.
Thank you, yes.Yeah.
He says working in Burma is quite funny, he says.
Ethiopia to a whole a whole nation ya ma yu de ha le Burma yu the.
Oh.
To da ba si
Oh, because he says what was being sold in Burma many times he said it would be second hand goods that had been sold to China and then from China they're coming to Burma. It's not even manufacturing. It's leftovers. So once all of them are here, that's it. There are no more leftovers either. You know, it's like you get it or you don't. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, mom, it's your good. Hey, ho, you get it out of young the lower.
Okay.
So I suppose sometimes when you're working towards something and then the moment comes when you have to take that decision. So if you don't take the decision at that moment, it probably means there's something else which is not, it's nothing to do with the actual research you've done or the, you know, the facts. It's to do with what's inside. I mean, something which is stopping you from taking this decision forward, the step forward.
Yeah.Sorry, that sentence was unfinished.
Well, so what I'm saying is that actually it's not necessarily the circumstances of the decision, which is the block. The block is coming from inside.
It needs both to be in alignment, he says. So, which is why it's so important to keep your own mind clear all the time, so that it's always ready to make a decision and understand. He said that's why he says when we truly meditate and then we do business, it's really good.He says he doesn't know how to express how much satisfaction there is in knowing that wisdom is teaching you and that everything turns out all right. And you know it.
Everything went into place.
ตัวก็ไม่รู้หมองบ่เปาะเปาะว่าซะ तू เปาะเองเน
ี่ยห
มอ तू โตยาสวยลุยาเนี่ยคาสิโนเรียวคาสิโนเรียวเออ तू อ่ะตะดิ้นสาเรมายีรอไอ้ตะดิ้นถอกก็ตู้โอเมเรเอออกูก็แกมเบิลลุติล่ะซะ तू บ่เปาะเลติล่ะอกูก็รอ तू อ่ะโฮเทลริบาริปายไปรอ तू อ่ะอะไรซีบวายลุเนี่ยเออ तू โออกูก็แกมเบิลลุติล่ะ तू บ่เปาะ तू ตะคามาแกมเบิลไม่ลุฟู तू နိုင်เบ้နိုင်ปูเรเ
ออ
เออโหเออ तू เปาะI'm just telling the story of a man who very, very bright and he's, he knows how to count cards, apparently, and he has some algorithm in his head that he, and so anyway, after his gambling days when he was young, he applied his mental abilities to running hotels and he's doing very well. And the reporter was asking him, so do you still gamble nowadays? And he said, I've never gambled in my life. He said, I've only won. yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so because the second part of my question, I don't want to make it too long, but was, is there a way that you can uncover the actual, the root fear that's of inside.
It's possible. He doesn't think that your fear can be so bad. He says he was having paranoid fear, you know, when he was depressed and he had to run his business, yeah, you know. So he doesn't think it's so bad. You might dispute that if you want to, yes. Okay. He said it's just the mind. We can
change the mind.
Change the mind.
Remember this. The mind can change.
You can change the mind.
The mind,
because the mind
conditioning,
is ephemeral and it's conditioned. So we can change its conditioning. Yeah, he says there are certain conditions feeding the mind in its present, and that's why it's in its present state. If you change the conditions feeding the mind, it will change its state. He says the mind runs in a pattern depending on the conditions feeding it, but if you change the condition, the pattern changes.
You have hope.
You have hope? Yeah. Using a twin condition, he's talking about
mental process.
Yeah, internal conditions. Yeah, not external conditions. That internal, like the mental processes. Yeah, external conditions you can change, but it will not change the pattern. The pattern of the mind's working, but you need to change the internal conditions, like the ideas, blah blah. Yeah.
Until recently, I have been reluctant to include questioning the mind in my meditation practice. But I have experienced differently now. I can, and I'm happy. I don't know why. Maybe because it didn't seem natural, or there too much effort and samadhi included in questioning the mind. But still, I notice now, I experience that if you do it now and again, lightly, with wisdom, it really deepens and enriches the experience.
It becomes more deep and rich,
more
substantial.
I trust that the actual phrasing or phrasing of the question will gradually get lighter and more like noticing the question than formulating it in the mind. I just trust. And some teachers at home who insist on a so-called body scan when they practice mindful meditation, and it seems so much more appropriate to do a mind scan instead of a body scan.
siare myai body scanning lout thar ta ba tu sin sa mind scanning lout thar po bro to get an lout tin ne
khu lo lo
yeah we have to do both he said
ti ya man mya akon ti ya me lo
everything we can know we should know
yeah thank you
mahayana jong pyo so mahayana ma ko ani shi
ko wan
ya me ko ni
อื
มไม่กูนี่มันฮู้แอมไอ้ลูกอ
ื
มดอลลาร์ถอดตาบลูเลยลูก
อื
มอ้ายสิดิ
ยา
อมันก็ดาริอ่ะตัวอเมี่ยนยีดิอะยินต้องฉีกคันก็ตริปทานอยินลงอ่ะอื
ม
ตริปทานอินฟอร์เมชั่นนี่ส่งลาบี้สมมุติดาเนี่ยต้วยอ่ะ
อื
มถ้ามาตัวอังกูจับเป็นแต่ตริปทานไม่ใช่ไปเนี่ยดานี่ไปถ่ายเซ็นซ่าတော့ก้องไก่เลย
ยา Shadows is there are somePractices you know like koans and all where you know there are the question asking of a single question
much,
and stuff like that
too much, yeah.
but high, when it's know. when that practice is not paired with a path to get there he says then the asking of questions alone becomes an intellectual exercise with no grounding in reality so many practitioners you know unless they're particularly gifted you know find it very hard to get anywhere he says and they have come to the center and practicing this way they say I used to practice koans and now I understand you know what it's about yeah but he says until you practice satipatthana watching you know what is in this mind and body and having all a more complete information about this mind body process he says then it's hard to understand what that those questions are pointing to
So I'm watching like various types of meditation experience, but it seems that it's somehow getting to make a one picture. It seems like it's, although they seem to be different, these experiences, but it's just like the same cycle or the same process being viewed like from different angles or maybe like different, like mental distance, so to say.
Tu apyo ra tu chi ni ra ayong mya ni de lo be lo thin ya be me.နောက်ပိုင်းကြည့်တော့ तू อ่ะอายุมากอ่ะမဟုတ်ဘယ်နဲ့ဟိုရှူတောင်အများကြီးอ่ะနေဒီဟာကိုကြည့်နေတယ်လို့အဲ့လိုခံစားရတယ
် So at the beginning when the meditation starts especially after I still have to deal with something around so then the mind would just still be lost in thinking for a while and then just after the thinking is finished or sometimes during the thinking then the mind would like just notice I'm thinking again and like kind ofexperiencing like a detachment and then it would just like open and brighten but it's still it gets involved in the thinking but then after several cycles like this then it's changes and then it's more like the mind is more observing the sensations in the body and then the tension would just build somewhere in the body usually it's the neck but sometimes it's in the hand or the leg doesn't matterBut actually, it seems that always there is a tendency to move, like to release the pain.
Mm.
And there is always thinking also somehow hidden inside it.
Mm.
And so it's like the second level or second, not really level, but different angle of the same process, it seems.
Tu ap yor e, di tu sa time di so in e, ho tu a lo te a shei ne shi re li. E ro tu a a twe re pa re, pin da ti in tu khana yat re.ပြန်တင်းတင်းမွေ့မွေ့လေးပြန်တွေးကြတယ်ဒါပေမဲ့ဒီအတွေးတွေကိုတိတိုင်းတိတိုင်းစိတ်ကနည်းနည်းနည်းနည်းကြီလာတယ
်
အဲကြီလာပြီဆိုရင်အဲ့ဒါဆိုရင်ဒီခန္ဓာကိုယ်ခံစားမှုတွေပါတွေရှိကိုပြန်ရောက်လာမယ်ရောက်လာရင်တဖြည်းဖြည်းဒီခန္ဓာကိုယ်မှာတင်းနာတွေပါတွေလက်မှာပဲဖြည်းဖြည်းပခုံးပဲဖြည်းဖြည်းနောက်ပြီးတော့ तू တွေ့တယ်တင်းနာတွေပါတွေရှိတော့ခန္ဓာကိုယ်ကရွှေ့ကျင်တယ်ရွှေ့ပြီးတော့တက်တအောင်လို့
လှော့ကျင်တယ်
ရှော့ကျင်တယ်တက်တအောင်လှုပ်တယ်ဒါကိုလည်း तू အဲ့လိုပဲမြင်တယ်စိတ်ကအရင်ကတိတာတွေအများကြီးဒါပေမဲ့အခုကျတော့ဒါကိုရှုတောင်အများကြီးကနေချိနေတယ်လို့ပဲလို့ထင်တာ
။ဟုတ်ကောင်းနေတာ။
Good. Yeah.
Then after some more time then it's just like watching this like kind of urge or sometimes it's like greed to have some sensations or get rid of some sensations but when the mind is just watching them and not really going into it not really moving then it's just like really dissolves or opens and again the mind just gets brighter and after several cycles like this then it's just like sometimes it's felt just like buzzing. It's almost as a sound, but it's just like vibration somewhere in the body. Mm. Mostly it's somewhere around the head, but it can be anywhere. Mm. And actually, I don't really want to do it, but several times I have done it. Like if I kind of like dive into it, again, it's just like all these emotions and thinking inside, but it's like possible just to get out of it and just... It is unpleasant and it's disturbing, but sometimes it's felt just like thick fog or some sticky stuff. But after a while, just watching it, just like vibrating and buzzing, and it just opens, and then the mind is very bright and peaceful, and really can perceive the sounds very clearly, all the sensations very clearly, and then in like all these cycles. So it seems that it's even. From the beginning, like really falling into the thoughts, it's just the same process, but like from different distance, so to say. I perceive it like that now.
Yeah. Tuwa, di aku elu ber tu di kanzamu le ting le seka o lochinari si le, malochinari si tu o lojine kanzamu le, malojine kanzamu le seka lote le. Dao le tu cie, tapi dai. Malai penat, cie, tua yawa, bro, pun tua, sekarang taji lah. Dia le, tu dia le, kalau tu gupio tar, kalau tu cie, cie lah, biso, entah ni cakap yang pih pih, kalau tu taka dia le, pih lela dulu pih te.
Rapi lah ni. Rapi lah. Saya rapi lah.
Rapi lah ni. Kalau, biro tu pih orang, dah macam behabe cie, oh sekarang. Di ayun ni tu rulu ber tu cile pengsan ber,
mana
shui ni lah.
Tapi cile ada dah
bersih
dah. Cile ada difficult.
Tapi tu tu pior eh.
Kanda mui sensation dah riba.
Tapi tu tu pior di tu kanda kuma pider eh mat terkuat tu di buzzing terkulu ber. Elomio terkusi.
Elah ber
mah ber pipi ter. Dah mete khatli tu tu minimal lah. Dah mete khatli laut ter. Anyhow, wenji lain ne. Ini mah tu mau. Tu eight, tu ini mian lah, rupanya ini mah sur, mian ini, kerana tu pihon terlalu lah, ada unpleasant pihon lah. Tapi away yang ni cie,
siapa yang tahu kau
mana? Tu ada hal away yang ni, tu khabiru cie ni, terkhat leh tu le, tetapi ro, semua ini sekarat khabiru cie lah, dah leh di luar khat khat elu mungkin naik ni.
Ya, siapa yang tahu? Kacil tu ya, kecil tu ya.
He says it's interesting, you know the. When you look inside and there's so much going on, he says, "Yeah, maybe sometimes explore that. just to know what it is." He said, "But yeah,
actually, I, especially from the beginning, I had the tendency to like poke and to search, but very often it's very sticky and it really sucks in the mind. So and then it get lost. So now I feel like not necessarily.
Yeah, he says so long as you don't lose your awareness. But if it's making you lose your awareness, just stay the distance that you won't lose your awareness.
Tu
belau wenai le, bo, melut eh ti ber wen bo. And if you keep your a handle on the awareness, then you won't get completely sucked in. He said,
Ti ni dah, you nai, na panjang ti ni dah berjuang mah. Sekarang, kalau pasal le so, ko ayong lo nang le ni tu je, tapi ti ni dah berjuang mah. Ti ni dah jual le tu, ko ayong berpi mah.
Yeah, he says so. You see how everything you know. They're all the objects, right? And there's the awareness, which seems to be quite clear. He says, and eventually, all of us, we need to go back to this awareness. And especially, and when you clearly know that all the others are objects, then it's easy to know the awareness and, you know, and live with the awareness. When you're able to know the awareness very clearly, the difference between awareness and object, he says, then you become able to, not just able, he says, you come to the point where you can never know the object without knowing the awareness. You know, that the consciousness that awareness is always present becomes very clear. Yeah.
Okay.